Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, which means I'm joined by my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo, for Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, how are you?
Elisa's got a little cold going on, don't you?
Yeah, I guess it must have been either the guy sitting next to me on the airplane who kept spitting in my face when he talked, or the people sneezing around me. I'm not sure which.
But. You know, it's really funny. You should have done what Dr. Oz tells people to do, and that is aim the air jet right at your
right
face.
Right at your face,
so
right.
So that you could get the spit from everybody in the airplane on your face. So.
Oh, that sounds really appealing.
Yes, doesn't it? Sexy. But anyway, we were at the Ancestral Health Symposium. We had a lot of fun.
That was awesome. That was such a great experience. We met so many nice people.
I mean, the smartest people that... I am just amazed at the eclectic amount of intelligence amongst this group of people from all different disciplines of life. I mean, we met Dr. Kenneth Ford, who I just had on the show talking about robotic orthotics for helping people not only get around but think better and so on. I mean, he was at the Ancestral Health Symposium.
He and his wife Nancy were there, and actually they listened to SHR.
Right, that's how we met them. They came up and they said hello to us, and so many people. I mean, we're going to try to name some of the people here, but so many people who their level of intelligence and the ability to be engaged in life is just amazing. I mean, if that's because I don't think that they were that way because they were at the Ancestral Health Symposium. I think that's how they are normally, and finding solutions like ancestral health is just another aspect of what they love to do.
I think so.
Who sticks out in your mind?
Well, we had a meetup with some of our listeners on Saturday evening, and that was really interesting to meet people that we've had conversations with on Facebook but had never met in person. So right. I really enjoyed meeting a lot of those people also.
And we met people that we didn't know listened to the show who just came up to us and said...
They heard your voice.
I know that voice.
I know that voice. That must be Carl Lenore.
Yeah, it's funny. And that happens when people get to hear your voice but they don't know what you look like. Mm-hmm. We would be talking to a couple people, and then there'd be somebody standing looking at us, waiting for an opportunity to come over and say hello. And then they'd come over and they'd shake our hands and they knew who you were right away. And
the lovely, you know, and talented.
Yeah, right, exactly. But some really interesting people. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown was really interesting
to talk with. His vast amount of knowledge. He could do a radio show all by himself. The guy is just amazing. We had dinner with him a couple nights. The first night we were
first
there.
First night, him and Ginny Robards went with us, Carl's assistant. And so we had dinner at a really great restaurant.
Now, we've never really hung out with Ginny before. Is it just me, or is she also brilliant?
She is brilliant, yeah. She's
cute. She's got really a scientific mind, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. We met Keith and Michelle Norris, who I wanted to give a shout out to because they are the sponsors or promoters of the Paleo FX show,
right?
Which is going to be in Austin, Texas,
in April.
It's April 11th through the 13th of next year,
and we're going to make that show too.
It's in Austin, Texas. Their website is therealpaleofx.com. And when time gets closer to that, we'll be talking with Keith and Michelle about a SHR discount for our listeners.
That's awesome. And we'll be there too. And then we also met Dr. Shauna Young and Glenn White.
Her partner.
And she's going to be on the show next week on Monday, actually.
Yes.
She's written an amazing book. But more importantly, she has worked with a lot of children on the spectrum. And she's having amazing results with actually not just managing their symptoms, but actually reversing, in many cases, the disease. And it's amazing when you talk to her, you could see why she's successful, because she doesn't look at just one thing. She looks at the child, and she works from the same premise that we've talked about on the show, that there's only so many insults that this child's immune system can handle. And you have to find them, and you have to remove them, and then you have to rebuild that part of the immune system, and the child can bounce back. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to be on Monday. It's going to be really interesting.
She's on Monday at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, that was really an interesting evening. We went to dinner with them. That was really fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And then another couple that we met, Zach and Vivian Shelton. And I don't remember their daughter's name.
Their son.
No, but they had a daughter with them,
well,
too.
They had three children.
But Jaden, their son, I mean, what a talk about personality on legs.
He's 9 years old, and he's already written a book.
An amazing book, a children's book, you know, teaching kids to help get them over the idea of being afraid of things.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad, Zach, and his mom, Vivian, really, really fantastic people. And we're going to have Vivian on the show, too.
She's a
psychologist. She's a psychologist that applies what we know about ancestral health and nutrition with her clients. It's so amazing. We met so many physicians from all different disciplines who figured out that in their specific discipline, ignoring nutrition is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me.
People just don't get that.
Aaron and Anna Harris.
Anna.
I'm sorry.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
They're eye doctors who also now, when working with their patients, instead of just sending them home, you know, changing their glasses or giving them eye, they start talking to them about nutrition to help control the diabetes that's causing the degrading retina or whatever the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another example of doctors who get it. They're like, wait a minute. No matter what you're treating, you can't ignore nutrition. And they're having great success with their patients.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, this is amazing to see doctors who use critical thinking. You know what I mean? They just don't just take these drugs and go home. No, let's look at the whole person. It's a fantastic thing. It really is.
One of the women that we met was Donna Gearhart. She lives out in the West Coast in Washington State.
Yeah.
We were standing in the hallway, and she was kind of standing off to the side waiting for Carl so she could introduce herself. And it was really a nice compliment that she gave you. She said she listens to a lot of the other podcasts out there, but they're down here,
yeah,
and your podcast is way up here above all of the rest of them.
Yeah, that was really sweet of her. She was very, very, very generous with the compliment. Really,
that was good. Very nice of her.
And she had dinner with us one night, and we had a great time. We all went out to dinner the last night that we were there, right? Was that Saturday?
We went to the Mediterranean restaurant,
yeah,
where they had the belly dancer.
Yes, they had the belly. And Elisa and Michelle Norris and Shauna Young all got up and danced with the belly dancer.
And Ginny,
that's right. Ginny Robards did as well. And so that was a lot of fun. Another person we met that was really cool was Derek Martin.
Oh, Derek.
I spotted Derek coming in the door.
He had those cool glasses on.
I know. And as soon as he looked just like his Facebook picture. So as soon as he walked in, I looked at him and he walked right over. We hugged. I was like, Derek, man, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, really cool.
Mike Nelson gave a presentation. We sat in on his presentation. It was really good.
Mike Nelson and I have communicated probably a couple of years after I started doing this show. He and I started communicating. He would send me research studies and so on. And then he came on the show a couple times. We talked about proprioception. And then a couple years ago, he came on and we started talking about, metabolic flexibility before anybody was really getting into this whole thing.
And that's what his presentation
was.
Yeah,
and he did an amazing presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about metabolic flexibility, but from a variety of different angles, he expanded on this whole notion. It's not just about being able to, like, be fasted and be able to function properly. It's also the other side of the coin where you've just had a high carbohydrate load, and now your body has to shift to using glucose. It does it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When you're metabolically flexible, it flips those switches quickly. That's the other side of it. It was a very, very good discussion. And, yeah, we're going to have Mike back on the show as well.
Holly Hickman Daniel and her husband, they were young. Her husband, Jeremy, they're a cute newlywed couple that came to the meetup. And she lives in Atlanta, and she was so excited to meet us.
And he's working with a exercise physiology lab, I believe. Mm-hmm. He sent me a research piece that I haven't looked at yet, but they're looking at just how caffeine acts as an ergogenic. And it's really interesting. What he discussed with me is not what anybody's talking about how caffeine is working as an ergogenic aid. So I'm going to get into that and hopefully do a show on that as well.
And Chris Keller, who we met,
yeah,
we had an interesting discussion with him about vitamin D.
Yes, yes. That ended up causing a discussion with Adele and I, and we will be talking about that a little bit later. With another show.
And Jim Laird, who lives right down the road in Lexington, Kentucky, who we've talked to for years on Facebook, and we finally get to meet him in Atlanta.
I know. And then we met him again the other day. He was in Louisville, and we ended up grabbing lunch together. So
yeah,
really
that was great finally to meet him.
It was really nice being able to see a lot of these people, like you said, that we've talked to over the years in one way or the other or communicated, and then you get to meet them. And we had a great time. It was such a fantastic group of people.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to the next show in April. In Austin, Texas, so maybe we can plan another meetup there.
And Jimmy Moore came over. When we were having lunch one day, Jimmy Moore came over and introduced himself to me, and we talked. And he gave me a back massage, and we have a picture of it. We should put it up on Facebook.
Yes, we should.
Jimmy Moore is a gentle, kind, nice human being, really, really nice guy. And so we were talking, and he put his hands on my shoulders, and I just went, oh, God, that feels so good. And then he started massaging my traps and my shoulders. And I said, Jimmy, I love you right now. And he just kept on massaging. So Elisa snapped a shot of it. So we'll put that up on Facebook later on today.
Yes.
All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. We have lots of really, really good things to talk about. As a matter of fact, before we take a break, I have to say something. I don't want to let this moment pass. There is a superhuman amongst us. His name is David Dearth, D-E-A-R-T-H. He's been listening to the show for a long time. He is undergoing surgery today, and I believe it's L1, L2 that the surgeon is working on in his spine. And there's a very, very high probability that he will come away from this surgery paralyzed. So what I'm going to do before I go into this break is I'm going to purposely give us a 20-second pause of silence. And wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, I just want you to send David Dearth some really good vibes so that he ends up in the other 20% of this equation and doesn't come out of this surgery paralyzed. So all the superhuman nation, form your laser-focused mind and think about David for 20 seconds.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge page banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I just want to mention something. On the 30th of this month at 7:30 p.m., we will be doing a amazing panel show on autoimmune disorder and neurodegenerative diseases that have now been associated or have a autoimmune component to them.
Are you going to air that
sclerosis.
Live?
Yes, it's going to air live, and then we'll have a MP3 that will be available. Anybody who's on our mailing list will automatically get a link to the MP3. So if you're not on a mailing list, you want to join. But Whitney Ross Gray has assembled this panel, and we're just using the network to promote this information out there. Paul Jaminet, Sarah Ballantyne, and Dr. Terry Walls. And we already, they've gathered all these questions from the blogospheres and everywhere, and they're going to be answering these questions. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Superhuman University link, you can enter to, well, not enter, you can join, you can register to be there. It's a free event, but only 500 people will be allowed to register for that event. So you better get there fast if you want it.
Okay.
So what do you want to talk about first? We have some really good stories to talk about.
Well, this week the CDC acknowledged that for the first time the number of cases of Lyme disease is much greater, 10 times greater than they previously thought.
So they thought it was 30,000, and they're saying it's more like
300,000.
Man.
So, it's
Adele Musa posted something about this on Subversity, and I said this is why I use lemons, and so someone said, how do lemons prevent Lyme disease? And I said I was just kidding.
It was Richard Patterson.
Yeah, I said I was just kidding. I was using the LIME, not the LYME version of. So anyway,
The symptoms of Lyme disease are flu-like symptoms, severe fever, fatigue, and headaches.
Yeah.
So you know, you were talking about lemons, an essential oil. Lemon oil is actually a bug repellent.
Right.
But it's sensitive to the sun.
Photosensitive. Right.
So if you put it on, you have to have clothes over it.
Because it'll make you burn, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. And obviously there are other natural bug repellents as well, right? I mean, we did a whole show on one of the Casual Fridays. You talked about all the different things that can be used, like neem oil and stuff like that.
Yes.
But obviously, if you go out, you know, long socks, long pants, stay covered up.
Some of the essential oil bug repellents are catnip, cedarwood, cinnamon, of course, citronella, clove, eucalyptus, geranium, lavender, lemongrass, patchouli, peppermint, rosemary, and tea tree oil.
Yeah.
And I actually have a recipe for a bug balm recipe that I can
put on my blog. Can you? Yeah.
It's got coconut oil, shea butter, beeswax. Then it uses rosemary, cedarwood, lemongrass.
Yeah.
So it's a really good recipe so that you don't have to buy anything that
has. So would you just rub that on your legs? Because let's talk about Lyme disease and tick bites, right? Ticks usually are on plants. They don't fly. So usually if you walk through tall brush or tall grass, they get on your ankles as a rule. So if you're wearing long socks and long pants, chances are you're not going to encounter them, but you could put the balm on your legs, I guess.
Right. Well, I actually, since it's all natural things, I would just put it all over my body before putting my clothes on to just protect you everywhere.
That's a good idea. So there you go. Be careful. Lyme disease is lurking out there.
There was a story that's really not good. It's a story about a woman. She went to the pediatrician. She has a young baby that she was breastfeeding. The baby just wouldn't breastfeed, so then she tried to feed the baby by the bottle, and the baby wouldn't take the bottle, so she couldn't find, you know, formula. It was rejecting the formula.
Right.
So she went on the Weston A. Price website and found a formulation that included fresh goat's milk, and it had some other things in it, and she started feeding her baby with a bottle with the fresh goat's milk. So when she went to her doctor, she lives in Maine, when she went to her doctor, she told him that she was this formulation that she was using, and he called the Department of Health and Human Services on her.
Yeah.
So then they showed up at her door and told her that she had to take the baby to the hospital for review to make sure that the baby was okay. And now they're just like all over this woman. They told her she has to have vaccinations for the baby. She refuses to have vaccinations. They told her that they were going to take the baby away from her.
This is terrible. This is terrible. This is terrible. I mean, are you joking? But they'll put these babies on drugs.
I know.
I mean, that's no problem. And you see, over the years, I've had people email me and tell me that for whatever reason, their wife couldn't breastfeed or whatever the problem was, and they were buying raw goat's milk and or cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And this is years ago. And I've communicated with those people afterwards, and they said the baby thrived and they're doing so well. And
well, that's what she says in this article, that the baby became healthy and strong and was growing like a weed. They were putting celery juice in the goat's milk,
right,
and the baby loved it.
Right. And the formulas are terrible that they give these babies.
They have soy in them.
All sorts of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have any problem using pasteurized milk. And you just have to do a cursory search to find out the tens of thousands of people that have died or gotten very ill from drinking pasteurized milk that was contaminated with bacteria. So it doesn't surprise me that the doctor did this. And I got to be honest with you. The doctor had a liability once they knew this to take that action. Because if that baby would have died, and they would have found that the doctor knew that she was feeding the baby unpasteurized goat's milk, the doctor would have been sued. So I say to her, you were an idiot for saying anything to anybody.
Yes.
I mean, I can't blame the doctor. If you go to the doctor and say, hey, I'm giving my baby heroin to help it sleep, he's got to call the Department of Health. If you say to your doctor, I'm giving my baby unpasteurized milk, he has an obligation to call the Department of Health. Has no mm-hmm. choice. Otherwise, he goes down with the ship, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame the doctor in this case, because the doctor is adhering to what the current laws and beliefs are. But I blame her for being stupid enough to go and tell her doctor. She just said, oh, yeah, the baby's doing fine. I'm giving him formula. You don't go and tell the doctor. That's like you have a friend who's a cop, and you say, hey, man, I've been burglarizing houses in the neighborhood. He's got to turn you in. He has no choice. If you're stupid enough to tell him that information, he has to turn you in, because if he doesn't, when you get caught, they figure out that he's a friend of yours and you guys were together at different times, and they say, he must have told you something. Why didn't you rat him out? So you don't do stuff like that. I mean, maybe it's because I grew up in a neighborhood where it was all mafia. We knew, like, what you could talk about, what you can't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't go tell the doctor that. I'm sorry. I feel bad for her, but she was asking for it by saying anything.
So. Right. Okay, so there was a...
This one I want to talk about.
There was something being circulated on Facebook about Monsanto.
Okay, there was a placard, one of those picture placards, mm-hmm. that was a result of the rodent study that showed the overgrowth of tumors in rats exposed to both the BT corn by itself and the BT corn and glyphosate.
Right.
And the glyphosate by itself, I'm sorry. And so... I gotta give Snopes a thumbs down now. You know, we've always turned to Snopes for accurate information,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that Snopes can only go by what is available in the market. But you could see that they've slanted this
toward Monsanto.
Yeah. So in other words, the information Monsanto is giving them is given a greater gravity than the other research out there. Monsanto is saying it's not true. Monsanto corn, it says, studies have demonstrated that Monsanto developed corn contains toxins that cause organ failure in rats and adverse effects in pregnant women. They're saying false. And what they're basically saying is Monsanto said the research that shows that is flawed. Look at our research. It proves that. Well, why can't we say that Monsanto's, we can find learned people to say that Monsanto's research is flawed. And then, Snopes goes on to say that the FDA has approved this stuff, meaning that it's safe. Well, the FDA approved Vioxx, Snopes, and it killed, what, 6,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
So if you really think that the FDA is the benchmark for what is safe and what's not, maybe you guys should choose not to have opinions on these kind of things any longer. You do a great service blowing falsehoods out of the water, but when it comes to science, you really can't discern what's true and what's not, because you have scientists on both sides saying we're right. So maybe you shouldn't weigh in on this kind of stuff anymore, because I'm going to tell you something. Years from now, it's going to be shown that this corn is not safe, and hopefully people will realize that you weighed in on the wrong side. So I say, Snopes, get out of the business of testing the arguments on this type of stuff, and stick with things that have a black and white, a 1+1=2 type of approach, where you can actually say, no, this isn't true and this isn't true. You don't know that the science that the FDA has approved and that Monsanto is providing is any more accurate than the science that you're saying isn't accurate. And when you go to the Fox and ask him if the hen house is safe, he's always going to say, yes, it's safe, because he wants to eat some more chickens tonight. So you're asking Monsanto if this is true or not. That's really not wise. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of great things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So many people who met you at AHS 13 have emailed us, messaged us on Facebook and said, wow, Carl, you were right. She really is lovely and talented. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0. today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I want to continue with Monsanto for a little while. Evidently, Italy became the 9th European Union nation to ban the Monsanto corn.
So apparently they're not reading Snopes.
No. I guess Poland was the 8th, and Austria, France, Germany, Hungary, Luxembourg, Greece, and Bulgaria. But actually, France had some issues later on saying that I think that they are allowing the corn now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They must have got a lot of pressure from the United States.
I think so, because wasn't John Kerry, he was flying over to
Russia. Oh, he was flying any
place
that they would let him
wherever.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to take Monsanto corn. It's good for you. It's good. We feed it to the Americans. Look what we do to the Americans.
Right. And then also, interestingly enough, there's a march against Monsanto is scheduled in St. Louis, which is Monsanto's headquarters. On Saturday, October 12th, they're going to have a march against Monsanto. When it was put up on Facebook, evidently the event was removed by Facebook.
I actually commented on this blog. I'm looking at it. This was on Echo Watch, and it was written by Lauren Berlekamp. And I when I read that, I thought, yeah, join the club. I said, I regularly rant against Monsanto, who we affectionately call Monsatan, on my radio show, Superhuman Radio. We recently began to boost our reach of the show by, you know, boosting it on Facebook. And one particular show, Casual Friday, with my co-host, Elisa Profumo, which we do regular coverage on Monsanto, whenever I try to boost the reach of that show, Facebook always denies it. The show write-up usually has some true excerpt about
what we discussed about Monsanto. Facebook just summarily denies our advertising for those shows that we talk bad about Monsanto. It's become a joke on the show. You can advertise borderline porn on Facebook, but don't breathe a derogatory word about Monsanto. And that's the truth. Remember, every time we would put Casual Friday up, mm-hmm. if it had something derogatory about Monsanto or the FDA in it, they would always deny it. They'd say, you know, your post will be seen by the people who have liked your page, but it will not be promoted.
So. It says here, it's safe to assume that the censorship by the media will continue as critical mass awareness is being reached on the issues that are challenging systematic corruption. But with March Against Monsanto planning more than 600 solidarity events worldwide with an estimated 3.6 million people pledging participation, it's also safe to assume that no amount of censorship is going to keep that awareness from growing.
And that's what I was just going to say. It doesn't matter what the mainstream does. You know what? This is the greatest time in the world right now, because thanks to the connectedness, unless they do what North Korea does and China does by starting to control the internet completely, thanks to the connectedness of people and groups, we're getting the word out anyway. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I said this 18 months ago. We could see Monsanto go under in the next 5 or 10 years. They could go out of business because people are tired of being lied to. And we're just not taking it anymore. We vote with our dollars. We're just not buying the stuff. And Monsanto's feeling the pinch. That's mm-hmm. why they're going to these politicians and going, look, we're one of those too big to fail organizations. You can't let us go under. You need to make people take this stuff and eat it. That's what they're doing. And these politicians who are the most corrupt of all, because they're protected by sovereign immunity, they're going out there and doing whatever they can to try to help Monsanto win this battle. But this, if they win this battle, we lose. If Monsanto wins this battle, the people of America, the people of the world lose. And there's more of us than them. They just haven't figured this out yet. The power is in the base of the pyramid, not at the top of the pyramid. You can knock the top of the pyramid off and the base staying still. You remove the base and everything above it falls down.
That's a good analogy.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. All right, so I want to talk about this. This is hilarious.
123-year-old man lives on a diet of lizards and skunk meat. He's the oldest man in the world.
Now, think about this. Just recently, first of all, he looks a little like a skunk. I mean, he is 123 years old. Interestingly enough, just recently, we've had a skunk in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And every time I go out there to either turn the pool filter on or off or do something in the backyard at night, this is only at night, I come in, I'm afraid. I said, there's a damn skunk out there. I don't want to get sprayed. I was sprayed once by a skunk when I was in my, when I was about 17 or 18 years old. I shot a skunk and thought it was dead and approached it and it sprayed me. And I stunk for 3 weeks, and the smell is disgusting. You don't get used to the smell even when you're wearing it day in and day out. And so when I saw that son of a gun cross my path, I thought, oh, I'm stuck out here. I'm not going to walk back there because I can't get back to the house without crossing his path, and he's going to think I'm coming near him, and he's going to spray me. This guy's eating the stuff.
So you should just kill him and eat him.
No. And isn't it funny? Was it Adele Musa who said, if bodybuilders think that this is more anabolic, we'll have no skunks left on the planet?
No, I think it was Dan Rollins that said that.
Yeah, okay. Dan Rollins, and I apologize for stealing your thunder. Dan Rollins said, if you tell bodybuilders that the skunk meat is more anabolic than chicken, there'll be no skunks left on the planet in no time.
Okay, so according to the birth date on his birth certificate, he was born in 1890.
Wow.
He lives on a diet of quinoa, skunk meat, and not being lazy.
And he did say that was he the one who said that he doesn't eat grains or pasta?
Yes. He believes the secret to his longevity is taking long walks and never eating pasta or sugar.
Bingo. Look at this guy. He's 123 years old. He figured this out on his own. He didn't have to read the Paleo Solution or anything like that. He just cut this stuff out on his own.
He's also made do with foxes and lizards to keep up his strength.
Yeah, when skunks aren't available. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder why he walks 6 miles a day. He's carrying that skunk meat around with him. He probably has to try to find somebody to talk to.
It says in the article that the Guinness Book of Records needs to verify his age to confirm that he is the oldest living person on the planet right now.
Oh, come on. Look at his picture. I can tell you he's the oldest living. He looks like he looks like he's already mummified, the poor guy. Oh, my God. I mean, and he's in Bolivia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, I wonder if he chews coca leaves on his spare time. He really does look like, I don't know what. He looks like, wow, he looks like he's 140. He doesn't look like he's 123.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of old people or older people.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a 73-year-old woman that took up weightlifting after she got sick, and she set the record for powerlifting.
Isn't she in Illinois somewhere?
Yeah, she's
an Illinois grandmother. Let me see if I can
find it. In Bloomington, it says.
And look at her. And she doesn't look like somebody who's big and strong. She's got the cute white-gray coiffed hair.
Mm-hmm.
So she
completed a clean deadlift of 181.5 pounds at a recent competition.
Sandra Foley, her last name is F-O-L-I. Wonderful, wonderful person. Excellent, excellent example of why strength training is so important, especially as you age. Because you will age. If you strength train, you'll age. You won't die.
She took up the sport 5 years ago after suffering from septic shock.
I wonder why that sport. I would love to hear her story. Her trainer's name is Chad Hobbs. I wonder why she chose strength training. To get over or to make herself strong again.
And she's 73 years old. She says here, she says people 1 or 2 years older than her in a wheelchair, and I don't want to be there.
And she figured that out. We talk about that on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Women outlive men, but they're institutionalized because they can't get out of their chair anymore.
Yes.
So deadlift once in a while. There you go. That's really inspiring.
It is.
And let's stay with older people just for a second longer.
Okay.
Since I'm old and you're not. Tell me about the secrets of superager brains.
There was a study put out by Northwestern University talking about the people with larger brains
mm-hmm.
don't get Alzheimer's as readily.
Right.
And so I felt like I was going to cough. Sorry.
Wait a minute. When Elisa coughs, you won't hear the cough. You'll hear this instead. Oh. It won't play.
It won't play.
Let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat.
There you go. So we have that sound effect just in case we need it.
That's funny. That's cute.
So go ahead. So you were saying...
It says elderly superagers have brains that look and act decades younger than their age. And basically what they said was just that these people are active. They do crossword puzzles. They take classes. They get out in the community and they're active. They play cards with their friends. You know, they just keep learning.
Let me tell you a secret. Come closer. Get closer to your radio. I'm going to tell you a secret now. We did a show with Dr. Win Wenger 5 years ago talking about how aging shrinks the brain and things that you can do to make your brain stay bigger.
Uh-huh.
Number one, inversion.
Really?
Number two, swimming underwater. Number three, avoid, at all costs, anesthesia. But just swimming, when you swim underwater, you undergo something called the mammalian breath hold response. It dilates every blood vessel in the brain spontaneously because when the water hits the face and you're holding your breath, the body thinks, uh-oh, we're going to suffocate. And we have to keep the brain functioning above all other organs. So, the body diverts as much oxygen and blood flow to the brain as possible during that period of time. That ends up causing a collateral growth of inroads of blood vessels, number one. You don't have to swim underwater. Get in the water, take a deep breath, and sink under the water and stay under there for 30, 40 seconds at a time. Same thing. Number two, inversion. Let gravity, there is a column of fluid in the spine that balances pressure in the brain. So for those who think, oh, if I invert, I'll blow a blood vessel in my brain. No, you won't. When you invert, blood flows into the brain and that column pushes back into the spine, letting more blood into the brain. People who practice regular inversion maintain larger brains. Fact. 5 years ago,
when Wenger came on the show and talked about that. So there you go. Keep your brain big and become a super ager. We have to take a break. You want to talk about anything else?
No, that's fine. Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, Force Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Love this song.
It's a great song.
Biz Markie.
I need to put that on my MP3.
Oh. You remember Biz Markie, don't you? You don't even know who Biz Markie is, do you?
No. You always ask me about television shows. I don't think I watched television as a child. I was always outside running around.
You must have been, because I ask you about shows and you're like, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm like looking at you like you're crazy.
It could be that, or it could be I watched a little too much television when I was a kid.
It could be.
I actually, when I first went on the air, I didn't have a cough button on my mic at Clear Channel. So my producer, Kevin O'Neill, one time when I had to clear my throat, he picked up on it. So the next time I did a show, I pointed at my throat, and he used to roll this song so I could clear my throat.
That's funny.
Yeah, very cool.
Did you want to give Matt Coe a shout-out?
Yeah. Matt Coe is a superhuman living in Dubai, and on my Superhuman Radio blog today, you'll find that he is one of the promoters of Dubai Fitness Championship, and it is now open to superhumans all over the globe. The royal family of Dubai is involved in, or how do I say, is not sanctioning, but over is happy that this is going on. I'm trying to think of the word that he used, but anyway, if you go to my blog, you'll find out that you can join the Dubai Fitness Championship, which is awarding $55,000 prize money.
That's awesome.
To one man or one woman who is the fittest person. And guess what? It's not like CrossFit. You don't have to have any specific discipline or practice. They're all general preparedness type movements. And on my blog is a brief video that shows the movements that you have to do. Anybody can do these movements, but you have to do them the most you can in a time. I think it's 14 or 15 minutes. The winner walks away with $55,000. Man and woman, they each get $55,000. So those of you listening to the show from abroad, Dubai is considered the Vegas, the Las Vegas of the Middle East. And it's one of the friendliest countries as well. For those of you who are thinking, oh, that's the Middle East. Americans go to Dubai all the time because it's a great place.
I'd like to go to Dubai.
I know, me too. And so this is really an exciting opportunity. This, in my humble opinion, has the earmarkings of becoming a very, very large international physical culture event. So those of you who want to learn more about it, go to my blog. It says Dubai Fitness Championship open to the superhuman nation. Read about it. Click the link. Look at the video for the things that you have to perform. You may feel capable of taking part in this and walk away with $55,000 and the title of Dubai's fittest person. So check it out.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is it game over for Coke and Pepsi?
I am praying every day.
Just like you pray for Monsanto to be over. Evidently, their earnings reports are down for both Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
And we actually talked about that on the last Casual Friday we were on, right?
It's been kind of a steady decline since 2010. We drank 0.5% less than the year before. In 2011, the drop was 1%. And then last year, it was 1.2%. And that, since 1987, that's been the lowest soda consumption.
Now, so what does the company do? Well, they go back to the boardroom, right? They sit down and they go, okay, people are telling us they don't want to drink this stuff anymore. We have enough time to shift gears. Should we give them what they want, or should we convince them that what we have is what they want?
Well, it's pretty bad when a manufacturer has to convince you that their product is something that you should consume.
Yeah. And that's so instead of going, you know what? The people have spoken. We probably have a good 5 to 7 years to shift our direction into a new area of things that is an emerging area where people are saying, this is what we want, Coke and Pepsi. Or we can try to convince them that they want what we have already. And they're going that route. And that's the kiss of death. And we talked about this just recently. Their diet soda, Diet Coke, has taken such a nosedive, that they're about to launch a campaign to convince people that aspartame is good for you.
That it's safe.
Now, all we need to do is look at the corn refiners, Coca-Cola. When everybody got the message that high fructose corn syrup probably wasn't the best thing in the world, the Corn Refiners Association first petitioned the FDA to let them change the name to something that no one would be able to identify, like fructose, glucose, sugar, or whatever it was. And when that didn't work, they went on a campaign to say, hey, you know what? High fructose corn syrup isn't any worse for you than sugar. That's like saying, you know, cyanide is no worse for you than arsenic. Yeah, exactly. I don't want either of them. And they failed miserably. And now companies all over the world are trying to get high fructose corn syrup out of their formulations. So Coke, tear a page out of the past and go, you know what?
we can start this campaign, but these people today can't be fooled any longer.
The advertisement highlights how diet soda can help people manage their weight, and stresses the scientific evidence showing the safety of aspartame.
Yeah, the safety of aspartame. But meanwhile, there is a large and growing population of people who have acute adverse effects from aspartame. Chronic, immediate onset of headaches.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of. So maybe there is a small segment of the population that can tolerate it, but it's still no good for you. It turns into an aldehyde in your body. It eats away at your brain. It's like, really? So in other words, we need an alternative to sugar so badly that we should use poison that tastes like sugar?
It features a picture of two women under the heading, quality products you can always feel good about.
Yeah. Those are paid actors, and they probably don't drink this stuff. So, you know what, Coke? Take the hint, man. Change it up. Do something different.
The American Cancer Society also notes that most studies using people have found that aspartame is not linked to an increased risk of cancer.
It doesn't matter. There is a movement abreast, the American Cancer Society, whoever else out there is trying to convince people. There's a movement abreast, and it is to reject and remove as much artificial products from our diet. Because while the FDA contends that, well, a little bit of this won't hurt you, the daily toxic intake load of the average American is way too high. Because, yeah, you're right. A little bit won't hurt you. But people aren't just using a little bit. They're using 60 or 70 different, they're consuming 60 or 70 different toxic ingredients on a day in, day out basis in larger doses than what the FDA tests in a single incident. And people are getting wise. What you tell us isn't working. The nation is getting sicker and fatter and dying, and children are being born with autism at a greater rate. So we've looked behind the curtain. The wizard has no powers. We're taking control of Oz ourselves now. That's it.
On the Coca-Cola Great Britain website, it says here, at Coca-Cola Great Britain, we use aspartame in combination with Ace K to give a sweet taste to some of our drinks, meaning people can choose to enjoy some of our most popular drink brands with low or no calories if they want to.
Yeah, and they say Ace K like that's somehow so a halo. Ace K is no good either.
I know.
Shame on them. You're going to go down unless you change the direction of your ship. That's it.
So what's happening is with the loss of the diet drinks and the regular drinks, they're coming up with drinks that have a health halo around them, such as...
Like the Gatorades and stuff
Gatorades,
like that?
Gatorades, which is Pepsi, and Powerade, which is Coca-Cola.
And so, granted, some of these have abandoned high fructose corn syrup, right?
Some of them, the last time I looked, most of them had been taken out of Gatorade.
And again, okay, I want to make a side gesture point here. Again, like I said, Coke and Pepsi, we didn't want high fructose corn syrup. The grain refiners dumped millions and millions of dollars into a campaign to try to convince us that it was okay. We still didn't buy it, so you had to remove it. So just look at the past, because the past sometimes can predict the future. So you guys need to change up your recipe. But in the meantime, so they took out high fructose corn syrup, but there's still a long list of offensive ingredients in these drinks.
Evidently, there was a Mississippi teenager who was drinking a Gatorade, and she saw that it had brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, in it. So she started an online campaign to lobby the company to take the BVO out of it. She got over 200,000 signatures. Then the company said they would take the BVO out. But meanwhile, why do they have BVO?
Well, you know because you did the research. Why do they have BVO in these
drinks? First of all, BVO is banned in Europe, Japan.
Yes, Europe is Japan and Europe together.
They've banned it in Japan and Europe, but of course not in the United States. It's used in a number of drinks to prevent the colors and flavors from separating, and it's also used in breads and other foods. There's some kind of a list circulating around Facebook about foods that are banned in other countries but are still allowed in the U.S., and that's on the list.
Now, Let's talk about what it's used for outside of food. It's a flame retardant, isn't it?
Yes. It's used in chemical company patents as a flame retardant.
Yeah. So you're drinking and eating flame retardant.
Why would anyone give their child Gatorade when you can drink water?
Because the FDA tells them it's safe. This comes back to the Snopes discussion and the threat. The FDA tells people it's safe. People have looked to the FDA for advice and guidance and protection for decades. They've never provided it, ever.
A spokesperson for the Center for Science and the Public Health said that when BVO was tested on animals, it caused a behavior change, although the test was done at high doses.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So if high doses cause a frank and detectable behavior change, an acute behavior change, then low doses may cause a sense of unwellness or malaise or, I just can't put my finger on why I don't feel good or I don't feel like going to work. You see my point? It's like a lot of water, you know, can wear a rock out within a week, and a drop of water can wear it out in 10 years. It's still doing the same thing. It's just doing it slower.
He said that the substance has not been demonstrated to be safe, and unfortunately, it's not well tested. It's poorly tested.
This is why we need some degree of sovereign immunity removed from our government. Because when these agencies tell you something's safe and it turns out not to be, someone needs to be punished.
Well, how could a spokesperson for the Center for Science and the Public Interest say that it's poorly tested? And then on the flip side of that, you have the FDA say that there are several long-term animal studies that say that it's safe based on low levels of use.
And this is what I talked about before with Snopes. You're always going to find science on both sides. They can style these studies to make any results they want. That's the God's honest truth.
Okay, so here's just a list of some of the substances that carry, some of the drinks that carry BVO. Fresca, Mountain Dew, Sundrop, and some flavors of Powerade.
Yeah. All things that you won't ever find
and
in my home.
One of our friends gives her 9-year-old son Fresca. And I keep saying, why are you feeding him that?
And one of your friends drinks Fresca.
Yes, yes. Okay. And when I said you shouldn't be drinking Cokes, colas.
Right.
He said, well, is Fresca okay? Is that not a cola?
Well, no soda. Any soda
mm-hmm.
is good. Yeah. So, you know, again, if you're looking to the FDA to tell you that the food you're eating is safe, you're a fool. And this comes full circle to my comment that the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you get your information from the mainstream, then you are absolutely going to be sick. You're going to develop disease. You're not going to age well. And your life is going to be shortened. If you're getting your information from areas that you can apply critical thinking skills to and go, you know what, I agree with this, then chances are you're going to live a longer, healthier life.
I looked up the nutritional ingredients for Gatorade, just a couple of the flavors. And why would anyone drink this? It has red dye 40. It has yellow 6, yellow 5. It has natural and artificial flavors in it. I mean, just drink some water.
Coconut
water.
It's a great point. But the problem, again, is that people think that this stuff is healthy. They think it. You have a friend that you just saw this morning who said that she eats healthy and she drinks soda. So she thinks that soda is healthy.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? You have to be completely devoid of all critical thinking skills to convince yourself that soda is healthy.
Well,
now, I don't mind. If you're going to drink soda, drink it. But don't say to yourself it's healthy. Say, you know what? I'm drinking this stuff. It's not good for me. But once in a while, I enjoy one. That's how I treat wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I'll have a glass of wine. I know it's not good for me, but I enjoy what it does to me.
She said, I've been eating really healthy, and she's having problems with her digestive system.
Yeah.
And you know, I just have to take Prilosec because I just don't know what to do. And I said, well, what did you eat? Well, I ate Mexican food.
Yeah, corn.
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
Yes.
Do we want to talk about, can we wait till after the break to talk more about Coca-Cola, or are we done with them right now?
We're done.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramail RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so of course, the brilliant Adel Moussa is listening in Munster, Germany, and he just posted this. This is one of his Subversity.com blog posts. Aspartame and monosodium glutamate studies show both are safe, but guess what? A recent study suggests it may be totally different when you combine the two and top them off with some trans fats. While dietary MSG significantly increases hepatic triglyceride and serum leptin levels in TFA-fed mice, the combination of aspartame and MSG promote the highest increase in visceral adipose tissue deposition, serum fatty acids, fasting blood sugar, blah, 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 goes on and on and on. So what the takeaway of this is, those people out there
who are eating fast foods and topping them off with aspartame-laden sodas to try to cut the calorie consumption, it's not working. Go to Subversity.com, read the entire study. Don't take it from me, take it from Adele. But, I mean, this is why I say it's the complete toxic load we have to start looking at in people. Not this, well, aspartame doesn't do anything by, no one has aspartame by itself. It interacts with other things.
There's a new study that has linked young kids' aggressive behavior to soft drink consumption.
Now think about this, right? Kids can buy sodas in school, right? And then kid after lunch, the kid acts out, and the teacher punishes the kid. And the kid's acting out not because of his own inability to sit still and act right. It's because these foods have drug-like effects.
They found that those who drank four or more pops daily were twice as likely to attack others, fight with them, or destroy their property.
And I think it's a combination of blood sugar management in children. I also think it's a combination of other things. There are other components in these drinks like, what is it? Brominated.
Brominated vegetable
yeah,
oils.
Yeah, I mean, brominated vegetable oils cause extreme behavioral changes in high doses. Well, what do they do in low doses? And what do they do in low doses in the developing brain?
We found that the child's aggressive behavior score increased with every increase in soft drink servings per day.
Oh, man.
That's profound.
Do you need anything? I mean, anybody out there who has a child, okay, that lady was stupid to go to her doctor and tell her doctor that she was feeding her baby
raw goat's milk. Uh-huh.
But anybody who gives their child soda should be treated like that woman. The doctor should call DHHS on them too. Because look, we see it here. We're talking about changing the mood of a child. This is messing with their brain.
The study found a clear association between aggression as well as withdrawal and attention problems and soda consumption. That's terrible.
Yeah. So those of you out there still giving your children soda, shame on you. Shame on you.
Well, they've done studies in the past on adolescents, but never on children 5 and younger.
Right.
But still, I mean, adolescents with violent behavior. There was just in the news today, a World War II veteran was beaten to death out in Spokane, Washington by teenagers.
Right.
I mean, is this aggressive?
Well, Dr. Susan Kleiner came on my show. She wrote The Good Mood Diet. And we talked about on this show, this is some 5 or 6 years ago. And we talked about on that show the possibility, I postulated, that the economically underserved areas of major metropolitan cities, where these are food deserts, people are eating KFC and Wendy's and McDonald's, and then they're pounding down sodas, and they're doing this 3, 4, 5 times a day because they can get 3 or 4, 5 meals at $3 or $4 a pop, that the combination of high omega-6 fatty acids, which causes inflammation, chronic inflammation, which now we know can also cause a type of mood disorder that looks like and acts like and quacks like depression, combined with the dramatic blood sugar level swings, causes people to become easily agitated, mood disorders, aggression, and so on and so forth. So you have these neighborhoods where you have people who are struggling against the tide of life. And then all you make available to them is a diet that promotes mood swings, aggression, and aberrant behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why they're killing each other? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where the hell is the White House on this one? Where are they? I mean, it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm getting very emotional. Well, because you know what? We have one flipping life here. I don't care whether you're Catholic or Buddhist or whatever. Let's get this. You want to get this life right with as few obstacles. You know, we're hanging from a roof and the government is stepping on our fingers going, hey, we want to help you up. But they're stepping on our fingers.
I want to mention this because this is something that I didn't realize. I guess back in 2007, Clorox bought Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Under a rock? Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that because we all know that when large companies purchase these smaller companies, they always change the formulations.
Right.
So there was a petition going around on Facebook to get signatures to tell Clorox to turn Burt's Bees back into the natural product that it used to be.
I like that. I think we should sign that petition. But are they going to do it? I don't think so.
Probably not, because, well, here's just an example. They used to use all packaging that was eco-friendly, and now they've changed everything to plastic packaging.
Right.
So it used to be all steel. That's just an example.
I'd love to see what ingredients have changed.
Yes, me too.
And, you know, thanks to the FDA, they can change ingredients sometimes without changing the exact labeling.
They don't have to tell us.
Yeah. So, as you know, it natural and artificial gets all lumped into one thing.
Yes.
So, it's, you know what? There's a reason. And here's how we change things, folks. Here's how we steer the country. We steer the country with George Washington's, okay, with dollars. You just stop buying Burt's Bees products now that the word is out that Clorox is already changing the product and not to our liking. And Clorox goes either, A, this was a bad decision, let's sell the company and spin it off, and somebody buys it who wants to honor the reputation of Burt's Bees, or they change the formulations to what we want. Every day, don't feel powerless. You have complete and utter power in your wallet, in your checkbook, on your credit card. Every day you vote with your dollars. We can put companies out of business. We can reward companies for doing good business. It starts with your wallet. So don't be frustrated. We can make Burt's Bees turn on a dime.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention this story. Evidently, there was a 21-year-old intern who was working for the Bank of America.
Right.
And he worked for almost 3 days straight with no sleep, and he died.
Did he have to? Did they give him, like, was he under a deadline that forced him to make this stupid decision to work 3 days straight?
Well, they say that evidently they don't make them, but they encourage them. They encourage them to work hard, yes.
Yeah, well, and so this kid wanted to show what a dedicated employee he was. And so he burns the candle on both ends in the middle, and his young body just can't take it. Did they say what he died from?
It says firms have acknowledged that there is an unofficial hazing policy where interns work around the clock at these companies. There is nothing forcing people to work for 72 hours without sleep, but there's nothing telling them not to.
And interestingly enough, Goldman Sachs is now issuing a policy message to their employees and interns that, you know, while you may be getting paid as much as $100,000 a year, it's not worth your life by working around the clock.
Well, and my point in wanting to talk about this is just another example of how important sleep is to us.
Yeah.
It just is. We sat in on a really good presentation about sleep when we were at the AHS.
Well, and plus you watched a really great TED talk the other day that you shared with me that in early times sleep was thought as magic.
In Elizabethan times, back when Shakespeare, they used to refer to sleep as really, really important.
Magical time.
And then Thomas Edison, fast forward to Thomas Edison in the industrial period, and they referred to it as a waste of time.
Right.
And people were lazy if they slept too much.
And this is why the industrialization of nations is why we are mismatched today as humans in our lifestyle. And it's all because of the almighty dollar. I mean, we can go back and even look at, you know, there was a time where we produced 80% of what we needed on our own with our farms. We educated our children. We made our own clothes and everything. And granted, I don't want to go back to that. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But what happened was the industrialization of nations said, hey, we can harness that power to build cars, to build bridges, to build railroads, and we'll give them money and they can buy the things that they're providing for themselves now. But in order to harness them, we need to get them to do things in a way that is not necessarily a pattern that is friendly to the human condition. But nobody cared about it because it's all about greed. So anyway, do we have anything else we want to talk about during this segment? Because then we have to go to a break.
Go ahead and take a break.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will return.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Welcome back. Okay, so I have to mention this. Adele Moussa just posted this on my Facebook page in reference to the mood changes and soda. He said, sodium benzoate rich beverages intake was significantly associated with ADHD-related symptoms and behavior, and significance was retained after controlling for the covariates. Coke is, by the way, about to reduce the sodium benzoate levels, but it's also in salad dressings, vinegar, carbonated drinks, carbonic acid, jams, and fruit juices, as citric acid, pickles, vinegar, and condiments as E211. And there's a study here that talks about the effects of sodium benzoate, a common additive on the behavior of children displaying ADHD-like disorder. And this is in the, let's see here, it's in the Journal of Attention Disorders. So here we see common ingredients that the government has said is safe causing behavioral changes in children. So what is safe? So in other words, if it doesn't kill you completely, if it's not frank death, heart stops, breathing stops,
then it's safe, according to the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
Anything short of complete death is safe. It's really sad. Really, really sad for the parents out there that are dealing with children with these types of issues, and it could be something that they're eating.
I'll be curious to hear Dr. Young's interview on Monday, controlling autism with the diet.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if these are some of the things that affected some of these children.
And see, I have a feeling that that Dr. Young gets a bad rap, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of parents will try an isolate, methylfolate. I'll give my kid methylfolate. No change. Oh, you know, reduce the carbohydrates. Well, I'll take the cereal out. And the kid's still drinking fruit juices and stuff. The problem with these dietary interventions is you have to remove everything that's a potential insult right from the get-go. And these children have special sensory challenges that certain foods don't taste a certain way or feel a certain way. They won't even touch them. So the parents struggle. I mean, it's bad enough to get an obese person to change their diet, never mind a child that has sensory and tactile challenges, to say, oh, no, you can't have the Oreo cookies anymore. You know, and they throw a fit and they want to break things, you know. So I think that patient compliance is a difficult thing with a child on the spectrum, and getting parents to tough it out long enough to see the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you when we talk to her on Monday, Dr. Shauna Young, we'll find out that that's the biggest challenge, that once they say, okay, we're going to do this, I'm taking a month off of work, we're just going to lock ourselves in the house, we're going to get all this stuff out of the house, we're going to get all this stuff, we're going to go through the first 2 weeks of sleeplessness and ravaging the house, and boom, the child goes snap, and like, oh my God, it's a different child. Now we slowly start adding things back into the diet.
This is a little bit of a different subject, but I used to work with a friend who's a friend now, but I used to work with her, and she drinks Diet Cokes constantly all day long.
Right.
She started having problems with migraines, and I even said to her, you know, why not stop drinking your Diet Coke? She eventually stopped drinking her Diet Coke, but she started drinking it again because she said, well, my migraines never went away.
And we don't even know how long she didn't drink them for.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes I'll just not drink them for 2 or 3 days. And that should be, and if nothing happens, then it's not that. No, if you've been drinking them for years, you may have to stop drinking them for months.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, interesting. Okay. So,
have you ever heard of Zilmax? Do you know what Zilmax is?
I know what it is. Yeah. There's a website called Zillow where you can get the values of homes, and they've combined it with Remax Realty, so now they have Zilmax, right?
No, actually, it's a drug made by Merck, and they feed it to cattle. At the end of, right before the cattle's going to go to slaughter, mm-hmm. to fatten them up.
Right.
I had never heard of it. It's really interesting. Evidently, there have been some lame cattle from using this Zilmax.
Mm-hmm.
But the FDA says that there were only a very small number of lameness or lying down cattle. So they're working with Merck to see if they can come up with a solution.
So now let's compare the FDA's response to Zilmax with Merck to its response with raw milk providers in California and or compounding pharmacists.
Pharmacists, yes.
So Merck continues to work with the FDA. They have pulled sales of Zilmax,
well,
right?
Well, eventually they pulled sales. Tyson has said that they're not going to use this in their feed any longer.
Good for Tyson.
And I guess since that time, Merck has pulled it, and they're going to be doing new studies on it.
Yeah, new studies that'll come out and say it's safe and it's no big deal. Let's talk about what Zilmax
Actually,
is.
It's temporarily suspending the sales of Zilmax is the actually verbiage that Merck used.
Zilmax's generic name is Zilpaterol. It is a beta-adrenergic receptor agonist, I guess, that is very similar to clenbuterol that bodybuilders take to add more muscle. And the interesting thing about this, I really love the semantics here. Bodybuilders need to stop calling drugs anabolic steroids. Merck calls Zilmax beef improvement technology. You need to start calling your drugs flesh improvement technology and not performance-enhancing drugs, just for the record. But anyway, it's a beef improvement technology that will add muscle to the cow before it's processed, and it's typically given to them in the last 3 to 6 weeks of a cow's life. But keep in mind that that means that it's still in them when they slaughter them. So don't be surprised if you start testing beef now that we know about Zilmax and find out that the beef you're buying at your grocery store contains residual amounts of Zilpaterol.
Merck revealed on Tuesday a new program to retain and certify beef producers when administering Zilmax. Like, that's going to help.
Yeah.
They had a sales, their sales were $159 million last year of this product. And the head of research at Merck's animal health unit told Reuters the company had not seen any safety or effectiveness issues with Zilmax beyond those observed in clinical trials before it was introduced in 2007.
Yeah. Well, again, we're talking about bovine. We're talking about cows. I mean, they're not going to raise their hand and go, you know, this stuff makes my heart race and I feel all jittery, because that's what it probably does to them. You know, it's a sad state, but the reality, the thing that worries me the most is not what it's doing to the cows, but the residual amounts that are left in the animal flesh that you're eating and I'm eating. Because there's some of us who don't need any beta adrenergic agonists in us. You know, I mean,
they
don't need it.
Just as a side note, they use it in pigs and turkey.
Yeah. There you go. Sure, because we, as bodybuilders will tell you, beta adrenergic agonists will increase muscle mass very, very rapidly and also at the same time reduce a little bit of the sub-Q body fat. So I'm sure it's doing the same thing to these cows in the last 6 weeks of their lives. And then you're eating some of it anyway. So there you go. Do we want to talk any more about Zilmax? Do we want to, before we go into this break, Campbell's is sued. I just noticed a story. I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself here.
No, go ahead.
So Campbell's is sued for heart healthy sodium label. And this is something we talked about on the show, right? The heart healthy word means nothing, like natural means nothing any longer. You see something that says heart healthy, that means you better read the label twice, because we're using this little tag to convince you that you don't have to read the label, that it's good for you. That's what these things mean. When something says natural, all natural, something says heart healthy, even if it has the American Heart Association label on it, this means you better read it closely, because we've worked hard to get this sticker so that we can assuage your investigation of the label.
They didn't work hard. They paid for that sticker.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I wanted to talk about this because Walnut, Diamond Walnuts can't put heart healthy on their label, but Campbell's can.
Yeah, and he, the interesting thing is, Andy Rooney, may he rest in peace, pointed out the absurdity in portion sizes, in serving sizes. When you look at the an item, you say, oh, one serving is only 115 calories and 640 milligrams of sodium, blah, 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 blah. And then you proceed to eat the entire can of soup, which turns out to be three servings. So you're not getting 600, you're getting 1,800 milligrams of sodium in that one can, and you're not getting 100-something calories. And so the point is, serving sizes are another way of fooling the public. Because people don't look at they think, oh, this can, they look at the label, and they don't even look at the serving sizes anymore, how many servings per can there is. They just, oh, this is good, I'm going to get this, it's heart healthy. I'll eat the whole can later. I'm going to really help my heart.
To earn its heart check certification, the group's website states that the product must have no more than 480 milligrams per serving. But the website also notes elsewhere that low sodium is defined as having 140 milligrams or less per serving.
And you know what I say? I say shame on the American Heart Association for letting their label be whored and bought.
They paid for that.
And you're cheapening. You're just like the FDA now. So we can't believe it. And when something says that it's American Heart Association endorses it or says it's good for your heart healthy, we have to discard that entirely and say, well, you're just another organization that can be had.
They say that it's the label is misleading by people may think that it possesses some cardiovascular benefit not enjoyed by other products.
Yeah, like it's protecting your heart somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shame, shame. We know your name. All right, we have to take, are we going to, do we have any other stories to talk about? Are we going to do listener questions when we come back?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, so you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, we always, Elisa does an amazing job preparing Casual Friday. She does it all herself. I'm kind of like the Ed McMahon of, you know, I provide comic relief, but you do all the research, gather all the articles, and whenever we do the show, there's always like a half a dozen articles that we're like, oh, we never got to that.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to try to wrap this show up in the next segment. This next segment, cover a bunch of stories very quickly, just get the word out, and then we'll come back and we'll do all the listener
and
questions.
And I also just have to say thank you, because so many of our listeners post things for me on Facebook so that, you know, we can be aware, and I appreciate all that help.
Right.
Okay, so this one coming from the USA Today, a new study out this week that said heavy coffee consumption linked to higher death risk.
Okay.
Drinking more than 28 cups of coffee a week or 4 cups a day for people younger than 55 had an increased higher death risk.
I wonder, but you see, this is one of those studies. I wonder if they're saying, and we're going to talk about something a little bit later in this segment, but I wonder if that's really conclusive, or is it epidemiologically correct And it really, you know, there's a lot of things that these people do besides drink four cups of coffee.
One of the researchers said the caffeine in coffee can elevate heart rate as well as raise blood pressure and blood sugar levels. However, coffee is a major source of antioxidants.
Yeah. So keep drinking it. Just keep it under three cups a day. That's all.
Yes.
And you know what? And that goes out the window anyway, because if you're drinking boutique coffee, one cup could have the amount of caffeine in it that four cups has.
Okay, so then there was a new product that's being introduced.
Speaking of caffeine, right?
Yeah, it's a caffeine spray.
Right.
And it's a new product that a couple, I guess, young kids who got some grants, and one of them had a father who was a chemist, and they came up with this caffeine spray that you can spray topically onto your body.
And it's so easy to do. I mean, you just create a hydroalcoholic spray, and you suspend caffeine anhydrous in it, and you spray it on your skin.
As if it were perfume.
Yeah, and 20 to 30% of it gets right into your bloodstream.
It contains water, caffeine, well, caffeine being the first ingredient, water, and an amino acid derivative.
That's it. Wow, that's pretty cool.
The FDA doesn't consider it a drug or a dietary supplement.
Right, because you're spraying it on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see what's going to happen now with that. I mean, it's going to end up causing all sorts of problems because people are going to overspray it on their bodies, and they're going to end up stroking out from it.
Yes. Okay, so the next one I wanted to talk about really quick is the Sloppy Joes on a donut bun.
And do you know they're serving those at the State Fair here in Louisville?
Well, I wanted to talk about that because it's fair time right now. So
yeah, everywhere.
Like, who would eat, first of all, who would eat a Sloppy Joe with a donut?
I don't think Sloppy Joe is that bad.
No, with a donut. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, won't it drip through the donut hole? I mean, I guess it's like eating a Sloppy Joe on a bagel. It's got a hole in the center. It's going to drip through. I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
It said deep fried Snickers are passe. This year's donut burgers and sandwiches are everywhere.
That's disgusting. I mean, you know what? I don't know who started this. Did Paula Deen start this whole let's use Krispy Kreme donuts instead of buns and bread? Did she start that, or has that been something that's been going on for a long time?
It just seems like every year at the fair they try these really outrageous,
yeah.
And every year it just gets more outrageous.
And Krispy Kreme is the one that probably pioneers this stuff because they want more people to eat their crappy, sugar-laden, grease-filled sponges. So
it says Chicken Charlie is the fair food outlet that gets credit or blame depending on your point of view for the Krispy Kreme Sloppy Joe. Also has a host of other only at the fair deep-fried oddities, Kool-Aid cereal, PB&J. Is one of the oddities.
It's funny you should say it, because when you were going through that, you were saying, you know, these outrageously disgusting. I thought about Elvis Presley was notorious for eating fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches. He loved them. He could eat three, four, five of them at a time. And I thought, wouldn't he be in heaven if he could make a peanut butter and banana sandwich and fry it on a Krispy Kreme donut, two donuts instead of bread? He would have been in heaven. That would have been it. So. Disgusting stuff, but it's out there if you want it. Okay. What do you want to talk about next?
I think you wanted to talk about the BPA. Did you?
Yes. Okay. So now there's a link showing that early exposure to BPA is linked to anxiety and hyperactivity in boys. And we know that boys, because of testosterone levels, we tend to retain a lot of toxicity, first of all. But more importantly, we seem to suffer the most from these endocrine disrupting agents like phthalates, and here we see BPA as well. And so for those of you out there who are using plastic containers and stuff with your children, you must find out if they have BPA in them. And now I believe that Adele Moussa talked about it once, that they're replacing BPA with something else that's another bisphenol, but that the FDA says it's safe. And they may be slipping something by us that's just as bad. So the takeaway of this is avoid using plastic to store foods. Definitely don't heat foods in plastic in the microwave. And especially when preparing foods for young children. I mean, this is terrible.
I wanted to mention this really quick. Brian Lukey, he shared this on my Facebook. It's Wow Butter is a soy butter. And he says, it's not often that I'm in the mainstream grocery store, but I just noticed this Wow butter in the peanut butter section. The company says that this peanut butter replacement is safe. So I clicked on it, and it's basically just soy butter.
Yeah, soybean butter. Yeah.
Wow butter is a peanut-free, tree nut-free, gluten-free, egg-free, and dairy-free. It's produced in a dedicated facility that manufactures only soy products.
Yeah.
And then it's safe to use in schools.
And it's GMO soy 99% of the time. And then we have more, you know, here we are talking about BPA, right? Dr. Scott Connolly came on my show a long time ago, and he made the case basically saying people are worried about BPA, and yet they're not worried about eating soy. I mean, BPA is an endocrine disruptor because it has xenoestrogens in them. And soy has phytoestrogens in it. And the load that you get from eating soy products is so much more than what trickles into your bloodstream from these plastic products. So people who are worried about BPA, but then buy their kids Wow butter and smear it on bread, just give them the plastic. Let them eat the plastic.
It says safe for school. It's the Lunch Identification and Food Allergy Education Initiative.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have nuts in it. And then if you scroll down, it has all of the benefits of soy. It helps to fight heart disease, osteoporosis.
Oh, there's that heart disease thing again.
May help to reduce the symptoms of menopause. And
now think about this, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where the soy industry gets it both ways, right? They say, no, the phytoestrogens in soy are inconsequential. They don't really have any estrogenic effects in the body. Then on the other hand, but women who are going through menopause should use more soy products because it can help them ameliorate some of the side effects as their natural estrogen levels drop because they replace it with these healthy phytoestrogens. So which is it, soy industry? Does it have estrogen and estrogenic effects, or doesn't it have estrogen and estrogenic effects? You can't have it both ways. But they do, because you know why? Because the FDA allows them to. The good old Food and Drug Administration. So.
Okay, so Jeremy Player posted on my Facebook, this physiotherapist and podiatrist have been giving prescribing powers in the UK.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just I'm sure that the pharmaceutical industry is pro that because it just gives them more pushers. You know, when you talk to chiropractors, they want desperately to be real doctors. I take that back. I'm sorry. They want desperately to be prescribing doctors. They are real doctors. Okay. I apologize. That was an inappropriate thing for me to say. But they want to prescribe so desperately because prescribing something is like you've arrived. You're a real doctor now. And that's a mistake, in my opinion. I think that avoiding the ability to prescribe is probably a benefit because it forces you to find healthy, beneficial
alternatives,
right.
And I was going to say that would be a shame if they could, because then they wouldn't be looking for the alternatives.
Yes, exactly. And that's my point. So physiotherapists are now being given prescribing powers, which means that they will become just more of the flotsam and jetsam of the pharmaceutical agenda, and they'll be writing scripts happy as daisies because now they can prescribe. Oh, see, I can prescribe something for you now.
This is a landmark moment that will lead to patients receiving faster, more effective treatment for their conditions.
Yes, faster, more effective treatment equals a lot more drugs will be prescribed now that we've just doubled the prescribers.
Yes.
Very sad. Very, very sad. Two more things I want to talk about. The first one, eating raw garlic twice a week can reduce cancer risk by 44%, better than chemotherapy, and reduce the number of friends you have by 73%.
Speaking of alternative treatments.
Right. Yeah.
So
Allicinth I haven't really read the whole article, but I'm willing to bet it's the Allicinth in the cancer. I mean, in the garlic that has benefits. It's been, yeah, there you go. Garlic. Allium, let's see, sativa. I'm trying to read it real fast, but I'm sure it's the Allicinth that helps you because that's been shown to benefit a lot of different ailments. So
another one really quick. CVS cuts off doctors who prescribe too many narcotics.
Yeah.
I think that's a step in the
yeah,
right direction.
But who determines? And then the other thing is, why aren't they cutting off doctors who prescribe too many statin drugs or blood pressure meds?
I think that they're doing that because Walgreens was sued because they reached a Walgreens. DEA revoked the controlled substance license of two CVS drugstores in Florida. And in June, Walgreens reached a record $80 million settlement with the DEA to resolve allegations that its negligence in record-keeping and dispensing allowed highly addictive drugs to reach abusers and to be sold illegally. So it's protecting themselves. That's why they did it, not to protect us.
Yeah. Makes sense. I want to talk about this one real quick. So you're going to hear in the news today, if you haven't already heard it, that the flu vaccine could reduce the risk of heart attack for people with cardiac risk by half. Now, keep in mind, this is one of the this is what I've learned from Adele Moussa. When you read the studies, you find things out, right? They didn't look at people who received the flu vaccine. What they postulated, what they extrapolated from an epidemiological approach is that during the height of the flu season, between the years of 2008-2010, the rate of heart attack in individuals who had the flu versus individuals who didn't have the flu was twice the amount in this aged population. So they didn't ask them, now, by the way, those of you who didn't get the flu, did you and didn't have a heart attack, did you get the flu vaccine? What they assume is if getting the flu, if you have a high risk of heart attack and you get the flu, the probability of it pushing you into an ischemic event is increased. Okay? So what they decided is, well, that means if you get the flu vaccine, it'll protect you against that. No, there are people who get the flu vaccine and still get the flu. In fact, I think that that was shown in this last flu epidemic because a record number of flu vaccines was sold and a record number of flu cases was identified.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I predict that if the CDC looked and really, which they don't gather this data, interestingly enough, they can't compare, right? If they looked at the number of people who got the vaccine that also got the flu, they'd find out that the flu vaccine this last flu season was a complete failure. Okay? So don't be misled by this recent study. It doesn't show that getting the vaccine cuts your risk in half of dying of a heart attack. It shows that people who had the flu had a higher rate of dying of a heart attack in that age group. And so the assumption is, well, if you got the flu vaccine, you wouldn't get the flu, and then you wouldn't die of a heart attack. Complete and utter bull hockey. Don't be fooled, but those out there who will be fooled by the mainstream message will run out and get a flu vaccine, still get the flu, and still die of a heart attack. So there you go. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to read listener questions and comments. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat
Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. I have to drink some water. Listeners, questions, and comments. Let me get some water. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'll read the first one.
Thank you.
Okay, this is from Marcus Duncan. Hey, Elisa, I'm looking forward to another Casual Friday with another set of questions. First, I wanted Carl's thoughts on HCG monotherapy as TRT instead of cypionate or any other
esters
for that matter. If one's secondary hypogonadal.
All right, that's the first question. Absolutely, but you got to get blood work. I mean, it can work. HCG at 125 to 225 IUs a day, 4 to 5 days a week. There's an old rule of thumb, and I don't know if this is true, but it was told to me many years ago that you don't want to go over 1,000 IUs a week because you can actually start to degrade the ability of the Leydig cells and the testes to respond. But 125 IUs to 225 IUs a day, 4 to 5 days a week. And after about 3 weeks of doing that, get blood work done. Obviously get blood work done first, but it sounds like you know that you may want to do this. And if your HPTA, if your HPT axis is intact and functioning properly and it just needs a little nudge, this will work. But if you do it for 3 weeks or so and you don't see any elevation in, well, let's say, you may see some elevation, but if you don't see an elevation into the target range that you're looking for, then I would say your hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis is not functioning properly. You can also go find a good andrologist and get a challenge test. They'll inject you with some long-acting gonadotropin-releasing hormones and see what part of the HPT is not working right and address that individually. You'll be hard pressed to find one that wants to do it, an insurance company paying for it, unless you pay for yourself. But again, I think, human chorionic gonadotropins are good as long as they get you into the target range and you stay under 1,000 I use a week. So there you go. Part two.
I also wanted his approval of a product called Vema.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what Vema is. I'll have to find out. I'm sorry I didn't know. I'll find out for sure. Another update on my modified fast. My stomach in particular has been losing the most fat and strength is ascending. It seems like this is giving me recomposition I'm very pleased with, only having to eat one huge meal post-workout instead of six meals a day. I won't take up any more of your space on your wall, so thanks so much. And I want to hear more. I have several people that have responded and said they're doing what I'm doing with a aggressive workout, fasted, and then a huge, you know, 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 calorie meal post-workout, and then maybe one other meal later on in the day, and that's it. I mean, I'm getting stronger and more muscular, and I'm definitely getting leaner at the same time. So the more people who try this protocol, maybe we can discover something that not only makes you bigger, leaner, and stronger, but fits the evolutionary template more, which will be more matched with our genetics. So please, thank you.
Okay, so along those lines, this is a question from Matt. Carl, on non-training days, do you just spread your calories out more throughout the day?
Yes, exactly. Because you don't want to fast every single day. You don't want to do that. And the fast is most important to kind of, quote-unquote, prime the workout and the post-workout meal. So I don't fast on non-training days. I eat a meal in the morning. I eat a meal later in the day. But I do follow my hunger patterns. And I probably eat four, maybe five times a day. And I don't shoot for any particular caloric intake, quite frankly. I just instinctively eat very high protein, very high fat. And our carbohydrate choices in our lifestyle tend to be either very, very complex or green. So there you go.
The occasional apple here.
Oh, I love apples now. You got me back into liking apples. I hadn't eaten apples since I deer hunted when I was a kid in upstate New York. And I used to love them. And then I stopped eating them. And then I started eating them again not even a year ago. And I've fallen back in love with them again. So
I eat blueberries, but... Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this one is from Norm. He says, I met Elisa recently at AHS 13, and I can tell you there is no way she looks a day over 35 in person. Great work, Elisa. Thanks for sharing some of your secrets to staying fit and young. And we've heard that a lot from people.
Thank you.
And they also can't believe that you don't dye your hair, mm-hmm. which is pretty amazing.
Okay, this one is from Linda Shaffrick.
Yeah, Shaffrick.
She lives in South Australia. My partner and I just tried Aura MD, and we really like it. That's high praise from two people who like to try but end up hating most everything. Cynical optimists? Question mark. This got me to thinking that we are building a collection of products at our house as a result of listening to SHR, like Carl and Elisa's favorite things, like You Know Who had her annual list. What a great idea. How about an annual show? And then evidently what I copied didn't paste, but she essentially said she wanted us to do a favorites show.
Doesn't Oprah do that?
That's who she was talking about, You Know Who. Yeah. I responded to her and said that maybe we could do, like, around Christmas time, our favorite things show.
Yeah.
I mean, because let's face it, a lot of our advertisers have, what we have right now as advertisers are really good products.
I mean, I'm working on getting, so I want a colostrum powder desperately. So when my farmer doesn't have colostrum, I can continue to supplement with colostrum. Well, I found an amazing colostrum producer, probably the best in the United States, maybe in the world. And I'm working really hard to bring them aboard for two reasons. As you know, I've said this before, Elisa and I pay for our supplements. So I want to buy their colostrum, and I want to make it available to the audience at the same time. So the stable of, I would say that 90% of the sponsors, we are devoted users of their products just by nature.
I'm sitting here shaking my head like the audience can see me.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Sarah Davis, she says, we
answered her question on Subversity yesterday
with Adele Moussa. Yeah, but thank you again, Sarah, for reaching out to us and giving us that article.
Okay, this one's from Danny G. Hey, Carl, this is in reference to the Casual Friday from back on August 2nd. You asked if anybody out there has had their tongue pierced and if it helped with weight loss at all.
Mention why I said that.
we were talking about, you know, that patch that they put on people's tongues.
To keep them, they actually sewed that patch onto the tongue to keep them from eating.
Because it makes it uncomfortable to eat. And I said, well, gee, you know, that doesn't make sense. What about all the people that have had their tongues pierced? I wonder if anybody has had their tongue pierced and if, in fact, it caused you to eat far less while it was healing. Because it would hurt to eat, right?
Right. So his answer is, I can answer this and tell you no. The first day I had it pierced, I sat down and ate a giant steak and a whole bunch of French fries, rolls, etc. My tongue was sore and swollen. By the end of the meal, I was left bleeding and in pain. So what I'm basically saying is that if someone wants to eat bad enough, they will do so no matter what the cost.
I love your show.
I love the show.
And that was my assumption, too. That is exact. My assumption is if you sewed that patch on a 400-pound obese person and said, this is it. It's all you need. You're not going to eat anymore. They'd not only eat everything that they were eating before, but they'd probably accidentally eat the patch, too, because it would come off their tongue and it would go down their throat. So that would be that. Okay, here's some questions. This one comes from Avakai Khalij. He's in Israel. He says, I can bet that you have a lot of listeners who are using the 5-3-1 training protocol, which is an amazing template in the spirit of the 5x5 show that we've been doing with Brooks Kubik. How come you didn't have Dave Wendler on the show? He has a new book, Beyond 5-3-1, so it's a good reason to bring the guy on. Thanks, Avi. And I said to him, I didn't know who Dave was, but in fact, we talked about him
with Jim Laird.
With Jim Laird. And so Jim is a friend of his, and he's going to get him on the show. So, Avi, your wish is going to come true. We're going to have him on the show. Okay. The next one comes from a listener who has sent me a couple emails, actually. And his name is William Earp II. First email, he says, how would I go about finding local sources of the above-mentioned food sources? Alternatively, do you recommend a particular internet vendor for grass-fed beef and free-range chickens? And he's talking about grass-fed and beef and free-range chickens. Okay. The first thing I would say is find the farmer's market and find a farmer who sets up at the farmer's market and sells the types of animal proteins that you want. Make sure to find out. More importantly, the cows have to be grass-fed, grass-finished. You have to try the beef. If it smells like wet dog, it's because they didn't finish the cows long enough. When grass-fed, grass-finished cows are allowed to eat until the little caps on their ass fill up with fat instead of that gaunt, sunken-in look, the beef tastes so much better. Try the beef. If you like the way it tastes, then go to that farmer and say, look, I want to start buying beef from you, but I don't want to buy it here at the farmer's market. Because he has additional costs involved, and you can work out a deal where you can buy a certain amount of beef from him every single month, get yourself a deep freeze or whatever, or just put it in your regular freezer and cut a deal with him that way. Number two, you must make sure that the chickens you're getting, regardless if they're free range, free roam, blah, 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 if they are supplemented with feed, which I've come to find out the hard way, that all chickens, my farmer has 3,000 chickens. He says, Carl, I couldn't move them from field to field fast enough. They destroy the grass so quickly. I have to supplement them with feed. Unfortunately, there is some corn in that feed, and it's probably genetically modified corn, which has made me rethink both eggs and chicken right now. Okay? So I would say to you, if you're going to buy chicken, I would ask the farmer, A, are these chickens free to roam and live like chickens, eat worms, because you don't want chickens that eat a vegetarian diet. Chickens don't eat a vegetarian diet. They eat their own poop. They eat rocks. They eat worms. They eat bugs. They eat carrion, small carcasses of mice that are left behind. They eat all that stuff, okay? And then find out if they supplement with a feed and find out what kind of feed they supplement. Get the name of the feed that they supplement and then go on the internet and find that feed and find out if it has arsenic in it. Find out if it has corn in it. Find out if it has wheat in it. Find out how much of all these things it has in it. And then make a decision on whether or not you want to buy that chicken. Chicken is becoming a very, very slippery slope for me right now. I am rethinking chicken right now because most chicken is supplemented with a feed. And as far as an internet vendor, we'll know next week if we have an internet vendor because an old vendor is coming back perhaps. He says, thank you in advance. Your show has really improved my life. Sincerely, William Billy Earp II. And next question from Billy about the 9 hallmarks of aging, we're going to do several shows to address each of the 9 hallmarks of aging with the Del Musa and what you can do to influence them. So sit tight. It's coming. Do you have one you want to read, Elisa?
No, I'm
finished. Going as fast as I can here. Okay. The next one comes from Amit Ram in Israel also. He says, I'm listening to SHR 1243 archive on the 9 hallmarks of aging. Oh, that's William Erb. I apologize. Same question. He says, I finally got on the wagon with the latest offer from AgeForce, and I got me wondering, does this product let me break the rules of dieting by going really low with my daily calories without the risk of metabolic shutdown? It does deliver T2 and somatostatin and other ingredients to keep the metabolic rate high. Will the patch work as I imagine? Does it really circumvent the metabolic slowdown or just mask it? And once I stop using it, the patch, will I suffer the consequences? I'm hoping that you'd be interested in discussing this. Thanks for reading my random thoughts. And when I told him I was going to answer his question on today's show, he said, great, Carl, looking forward towards the show. And he's, you know how my iPhone, it says from my superhuman iPhone? He puts, Amit, he goes, SHR 1256 playing on the other monitor sent from my superhuman PC. So, okay, yes, the short answer is yes. You should be able to take this product while going very, very low calorie, and it should keep your metabolism running at a high rate and burning calories. However, I wouldn't push it too far. If you're going to do this, I would just run very, very low calorie, maybe 2 days in a row, and then go back to a normal diet so that you can coax the body into giving up its body fat. But yes, it should increase metabolic rate even though you're eating low calorie. So that's the short answer there. We've actually gone over. It was a great show. Kudos go to Elisa for putting all these stories together today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you to the audience for listening to the show and making it popular, and all the people we met at AHS 13 for being so kind to us and saying such nice things. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
People who want the best whey protein in